Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Bouchard tries to cut in, gave it away at the Panthers line. Luostarina back the other way. Up the right side, Etu Luostarina to the circle. Luostarina hands it back. High slot, Tkachuk shot, he scores! Matthew Tkachuk let it rip from the high slot, and the Panthers have a 2-0 lead with 46.4 seconds to play here in the opening frame. What a feed from Luostarina, and great patience from Etu Luostarina to set up Matthew Tkachuk.
It ended up being the game winner there, Matthew Tkachuk. Playing through a torn abductor and a sports hernia. Just a little minor bumps and bruises as he gets his one shining moment. Dan, one shining moment. It's beautiful. Dan's hit all the championship hits this morning. We got We Are the Champions, the Open. Now we got one shining moment. I don't know what he's going to give us for the 8 o'clock hour. He's going to have to get in the lab for that one. The Panthers go back-to-back Stanley Cups, and what a story it is down here in South Florida. And Conn Smythe goes to Sam Bennett. Could have gone multiple ways with that Conn Smythe trophy, by the way. Bennett ended up being a massive favorite to win it. I saw a lot of people saying Reinhart could get it. He ended up with the most goals in the final, obviously because he had 4 last night. He was one of the longer shots to win it. Marchand actually had a legit chance. Mm-hmm. I don't know which way you go. Bennett's a fine choice for me. Bobrovsky could have been a fine choice as well.
Very valuable piece of this run.
Very valuable piece. He could have been in the conversation as well.
It's just kind of easy with Bennett having the most goals in these playoffs.
Yeah,
so that kind of helped.
Hey, at least the Panther won it. So that's progress, right? At least the Panther won it. They didn't give it to Connor McDavid again.
I was stunned when they said that this is the first time the Panthers had won the trophy. I was like, huh?
Yeah, because they gave it to Connor McDavid last year. Again, I can't imagine what it's like. And we might have to do this. We might have to track down the Joe Rose of Edmonton because I'm really curious what it's like up there this morning. They must be calling these guys just choking dogs right now, right? To lose another series to the Panthers. I'm guessing Edmonton kind of looks down at Florida as a hockey market, like South Florida. Like, we're really going to lose to these guys twice. Like, we're Canada. Edmonton. Like, we're
Canada.
Like,
when's the last time they won a championship?
That's been a long time.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they have a very spiteful view of South Florida hockey.
Florida's won more championships than Canada in recent years.
Well, the Lightning were very successful for a while.
Three of them.
A couple, yeah. So,
and Canada hasn't won since 1993.
Lightning went back to back, right?
Yeah. And they won before that. Canada hasn't won since 1993. A Canadian team hasn't won since 93.
You're starting to feel that vibe around the Panthers that I felt around the Lightning. I went to school in Tampa. I actually worked for the Lightning for a bit, and people are bonkers over hockey. In Tampa, it's like a crazy passionate following in Tampa. I know you're rolling your eyes at me. It's big in Tampa, and it's starting to get that feel here.
Bigger than Buccaneers?
No, nothing's bigger than the NFL.
Let's calm down a little bit.
No, nothing's bigger than the NFL, but no, they have a crazy following in Tampa, and you're starting to feel that here in South Florida with this Panther team. Phone lines are open, by the way, 305-567-0560. We want to hear from you here this morning as we celebrate. Let's go to Tony. You are up next on QAM. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking the call. My wife and I love the Panthers. We're up here in Port Orange, Florida, and we just love the Panthers. And we were fortunate enough to go to Game 3 against Carolina. We came down for the weekend.
Nice.
And it was fantastic. I mean, just absolutely awesome. And I really hope that that we can keep Bennett, Ekblad, and Marshawn, all of them. I hope that Zito can find a way to work that out, and I'm sure the guys want to stay there. I mean, we got to celebrate what we just did, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we got to go for the three-peat. Let's just keep going and build the dynasty. Just a quick little story. Yeah, so we're originally from the Boston area, but we've been loving the Panthers
for
years.
I can hear that in your voice.
Yeah, yeah, and we just love them, and I'm in my late 50s now. I've watched so much hockey in my lifetime, and I can honestly say, you know, going back to the old Bruins teams, but, you know, overall, you know, being such a hockey fan, this is the greatest hockey team I've ever seen in my lifetime. If you look at the way they play, not only their depth, but their coaching, their ownership, their management, and their incredible forecheck, the way they just like literally like suffocate teams. They're Johnny on the spot with the, you know, stick on the puck. I mean, their fundamentals are incredible. They play a really clean game. Everything about them. I mean, they are a model for hockey, and this is the greatest hockey team I've ever seen. It's incredible, and I really want to see them even get more popular, you know, in this part of Florida. I mean, they're the hockey team of Florida. I mean, forget about Tampa, and you know, they are the team in this state and in the southern region of the country, and they're just awesome. I'm so happy that a United States team won. Honestly, guys, after seeing, you know, the Canadian hockey fans, you know, booing the national anthem, I never want to see them win a Stanley Cup. They don't deserve it. We're just so, wow, so excited about this, and we just love it. They're the greatest team, hockey team I've ever seen.
That's,
honestly,
that's interesting.
I could go over and over. Yeah,
thank you very much for the call here this morning. I agree. I mean, I don't know, greatest hockey team of all time, but they play incredibly well together. And I think the best part about this team, Dan, and like we were talking about this earlier, who's the best player?
Depends what night you play and you're watching.
They have had so many guys step up. The Brad Marchand thing is a really wild story, though. And I agree. I hope they're able to keep him here. I'm guessing that he's going to want to be here. And a lot of players are going to want to be here now. They have turned this from a team that's like, all right, just go move to Canada. No one cares, to this is the premier destination in the league. Really is amazing what a culture change in an organization can do. And I give those guys so much credit, because not easy. By the way, what Bill Zito, mm-mm, that ownership group have done, not easy to turn a bad, bad, bad franchise into the premier franchise in hockey. And yeah, you got guys talking about best hockey team ever. They're real. This is in the conversation here. I think I had a really good chance to three-peat. And just to let you guys know this too, the odds are out for next year.
Oh,
guess who the favorite is?
Edmonton Oilers.
The Edmonton Oilers are the favorite. Plus six.
A year ago at this time, that was the exact same thing. They're like, watch out, Edmonton's coming for revenge. Well, look what happened.
I don't know, man. You got Edmonton at plus 650. You got Carolina plus 900. Dallas plus 900. The Panthers at plus 1,000. So the Panthers going off at 10-1. If you're feeling frisky this morning, you want to put your futures bet in. It is amazing, though, to me, like, and we know this well down here, everything has to fall
just right.
Just right.
Yep.
To win a championship. Hell, to advance in the playoffs.
Yep.
Everything has to fall
to get to the postseason.
Right. You saw it in the NBA this year. Look at Boston. Huge favorite. Look at Cleveland. Huge favorites. Both of those teams have their stars get injured in the playoffs. Look at Golden State out west. Jimmy goes down, Steph goes down. It all has to fall into place, right? You can't lose a key star. Hell, it looked a little bleak for a bit there with Matthew Tkachuk after that Four Nations thing they did, and which, by the way, was a lot of fun to watch, but the aftermath of it, not so much. And you wondered if he was going to get back to you know, to full game shape. And it was kind of amazing, by the way, to hear him afterwards talking about how he was getting stronger as the playoffs went on after he's dealing with those ridiculous injuries. But it just has to fall exactly into place, which is why maybe they have the Panthers at plus 1,000. Maybe they don't think it'll happen, you know, three times in a row. But the one thing I will say about this team is they got a lot of depth. They got a whole heck of a lot more depth than these other teams. That fourth line goes out there?
Goodness.
I mean, those guys were really good, man.
It got so bad last night to the point where it seemed like all Edmund could do was just try to play Draisaitl and McDavid as much. But the problem is, can't do that all game long, and then it's just wave after wave after wave, third wave, fourth line, first line, second. Panthers just keep coming.
Someone said they got the eyes on the elbow room for my balcony getting ready to walk over. Give us an update when you make it out there. Ooh. Give us a call. 305-567-0560. Dan, who do we have next here? Let's jump right back to it.
Let's see who's been waiting. Go to Richard in Fort Myers. Richard, you are on.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, kudos and thank you, Panthers, from the owner to the general manager to the great manager, Paul Maurice, and the Panther players. What a way to show how to play like a team.
Absolutely.
And have heart. No, there's no prima donnas. Nobody's beating their chest there. And to tell you, Dolphins, I'm a Dolphins fan since 72.
Here, Dolphins about to catch a stray.
Out of this one, I've been suffering a long, long time.
join the club, sir.
You know, hey, Dolphins. I hope you're hearing. You take a page out of this. This what's happening, because this is why people back up good teams. You know, no more prima donnas. Let's get back to being a team, because that's what it takes to win a championship. It's not one or two people. It's a whole team. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I agree with him.
I know. By the way, we had a text come in asked if Vinny Viola would buy the Dolphins.
listen, I don't think Steve's selling.
I don't.
Steve doesn't sell it for business. Steve doesn't own it for business.
The Panthers are a really interesting case study in this, right? Because they are the true turning around of an organization. I mean, you talk
Absolutely.
About.
I said this earlier.
The texter, you know, or caller said this earlier, and I go back a long time with this team, and being a fan of this stuff. And I remember the Panthers used to run a promotion where if you had never been to a Panther game, you could show up at the arena with your Florida driver's license, and they would give you a ticket.
What year is this?
This was when Goodness I was like gracious. In high school. This was in like the early 2000s.
This was back when they were the old arena or the new arena?
No, this is at the new arena.
Okay.
They right. did stuff. And I remember this
I forget
because
you're
we,
younger
we
than
were season ticket holders. They used to do BOGO on season tickets.
Buy one, get one free? Oh, really? On season tickets?
On season tickets.
All right.
They would give you all sorts of gear to buy season tickets. I mean, they would, the stuff that they would do just to try to get people in the door. And
It's a good
as
game.
As recently a few years back, man, like you couldn't give Panthers tickets away. They were like Marlins tickets. You couldn't give them away. And now, do you see what people were spending to go to that game last night?
Yeah.
I had a buddy tell me, I couldn't go. It was $2,000 for lowers. I just couldn't go.
Two grand per?
Per. That's what people are paying. People are paying damn near Super Bowl prices to go watch the Panthers play last night.
They had to be in the house. I'm surprised that your son let you get away with not taking him to the finals.
Someone said Steve Ross doesn't have problems spending money. Viola needs to buy the Marlins. It's not all about spending
money. It's not about
money,
the money.
Though.
It's about getting the
money.
Right person to run your organization, the right person to build your culture,
Panthers,
the right person to make those decisions, to make those trades.
But do you agree, though? I think the Panthers are an excellent sports. Like if you were going to do a case study in sports.
No, absolutely. I would read that book. I don't know who's going to write it.
The Panthers were the equivalent of the Cleveland Browns or the Detroit Lions or something like that.
Well, Detroit's
right?
turning around, too. Yeah.
Whatever, the dumpster franchise of the NBA, you want to call it. Like, they were the dumpster franchise of, of hockey.
Hold on here, because there was that run earlier in the late 90s. Where
they had that one run. In 96, they had the one run to the final where they got swept. They had never won a game in the Stanley Cup final. And they were the dumpster of sports for 20-something years. And to get to this point, again, it makes it feel, it makes it even sweeter, doesn't it? Like, it really makes it even sweeter, the turnaround. But, like, if you're ever going to do a study on a team that figured out how to change a culture and captivate a market of sports fans, the Panthers have kind of written the book on that.
The Panthers are so good that probably the Joe Rose Show in Edmonton right now is saying, we have to totally change this team and find a way to beat the Panthers. They've been to the Stanley Cup Finals 2 years in a row, and they have hands down the best player in the league, and they're probably talking about, well, what are we doing here if we can't beat the Panthers?
We need to find, like, Claude Rose in Edmonton. I want to track down or Pierre Rose or whatever, whoever does the show up there. And we got to track that guy down because I want to know what they're talking
Vladimir
about.
Vladimir Rose.
Yeah, exactly. Whoever the Joe Rose of Edmonton is. Could you imagine, though, like this morning? Like, the only thing I could equate it to is like the venom that was that people would spew towards LeBron. Because I got to imagine Connor McDavid must be their LeBron.
Hold on, wait a minute.
They just choked again.
Their whole team wilted. Their whole team.
And again, I can only imagine.
They got dominated in that series.
They probably look down on the Florida market and think these people don't deserve this. They're not even hockey fans. You know, we love this stuff. It's our sport. And those guys.
Do better then.
By the way, they were favored and just could not get it done. Not last night.
Oh, no.
They're favored this year. They're favored to win it again. Edmonton is favored right now. If you wanted to bet your futures this morning, Panthers going off at 10-1. If that does anything for you, you'd have to wait another 360-something days to cash. But, yeah, man, this is Dan, we are – I don't even know what – we're behind a little bit here. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah. Look at
management's not even up yet.
The Edmonton Oilers, two wins – in this series, both overtime wins in game one and then in game four when they were down 3-0.
And by the way, I have learned my lesson. I got a little nervous after the Panthers gave up that big lead in game four. I thought series is heading back to Edmonton. It felt so like going into the series, Dan, I had this thing in my head that like Connor McDavid is the best player in the game. He's got his sidekick Leon Draisaitl there. No way those guys are going to let the Panthers punk them again, right? No way.
You think?
There's just so much pressure on those guys to get one.
Yeah.
And Connor McDavid is like that guy. There's like, he's like the Lamar Jackson or the Josh Allen now, right? Of hockey. Like he has to get one.
Yeah.
He's LeBron, essentially, right? Like he has to get one. He's the best player in his sport. He's got to get one. Not going to happen this year, though. Let's go back to the fall. Let's bang out a couple more of these, Dan. We can move some commercials.
All right,
around,
let's get Gerard in Coral Springs.
Hey, Gerard.
Hey, it is Gerard in Coral Springs. And, guys, I've been listening for years, and I'm so glad to be on with you all.
Glad to have you. What do you got for us?
This is such a terrible time, but a great time for me. I had back surgery yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I told my family, the game is on Tuesday night. I can't celebrate. So I'm laying on the couch since yesterday. My wife and my daughter is taking care of me, and I'm just watching it. I can't jump up. I can't even hoop and holler. But this is such a great feeling. I am absolutely loving this. 2 years in a row. I'm in Coral Springs right down the street from where the Panthers used to practice, and it was electric in our house, and we just watching the coverage until – almost 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm just so glad that we get to experience this again. And we are spoiled because my daughters don't know the Dolphins winning. Neither do I.
How old are your kids? Your daughters?
They're 17 and 13. So they know the Heat. They know a little bit about the Marlins. They know a little bit of FAU in the Final Four. You know, the Hurricanes having some good history, but this right here is just wonderful that we get to, as a family, to celebrate this together. And just watching the news and seeing the little kids with their parents out late last night. It's summertime, no school. I'm a school teacher. We all get to celebrate this together. So I just think this is awesome.
That's awesome, man. And please recover quickly from the back surgery, all right? We wish you the best. Yeah. Thank you. Right. Thank you for the call this morning. Man, it's really cool to just to hear that, and you know, everyone's celebrating. And I'll tell you, it does make it a lot more enjoyable, like for me, to see the joy on my 10-year-old. I was with the colors of my 8-year-old's face last night. I gave him 2 years there. My 8-year-old's face last night, he was so excited. And I feel a little bit weird about this because he's 8 and does not know of losing down here. He knows a lot of winning.
He'll get used to it.
He's seen the Heat in the finals twice.
With it.
To Heat in the finals. He's seen four finals. Five, because the Panthers got in.
Yeah.
The Panthers have been in 3 years in a row, so that's a lot of winning.
He thinks
so
it's easy.
So if you're a fan and you're under 10 here in South Florida, you're in good shape.
You've never seen the Hurricanes be good, but.
Basketball, Final Four.
You're right. You're right on that.
Hey,
Hurricanes are basketball program.
I got a trip to the Final Four out of this. I've gotten to the Stanley Cup Final, got to the NBA Finals. We're living down here. We're living good. If you're at the Elbow Room, yes, 954, call us. He said boots on the ground. Yes, call us from the Elbow Room, please.
People are not at the Elbow Room right now.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yes, they are.
By the way, man, this is a good day to just call in sick for work. Just tell them you're not coming in. They'll get it, right? Do one of those I'm working from home things. Today's a Wednesday here. Everyone works from home anyway.
Stop. Don't call out your coworkers.
I'm not calling out my coworkers, but.
You go home at 10 o'clock. Don't call out your coworkers.
I'm not calling out my coworkers, but this is a work from home day if you are capable of doing such, right? This is a work from home. This is like anytime a team wins, the next day should be a local holiday, right?
Yeah.
Heat win a championship. Let's call it a holiday. Dolphins win a Super Bowl.
Show up at noon.
Dolphins win a Super Bowl. No one's going to work on Monday.
Yeah, you're pretty right. You're sure.
We got a parade coming up on Sunday, by the way, in Fort Lauderdale. So Sunday is what we are planning for at the moment. We'll let you know if that changes, but we are planning for Sunday. We are celebrating here. We're a little bit behind. If you are on hold, hang in there. I promise everyone that is on hold will get through. You have my guarantee. That is the Hollywood word. It is solid as oak. We will. I don't know where
it's,
I took that
it's
line.
It's rock
from.
Hard.
Yeah, there you go. Excellent, Omar. But I know you do have our word. We will get you in here this morning. We got a lot to get to. We're just going to keep celebrating this thing here this morning because it is a special morning, and these don't come around very often. And this is one of those, man. You'll never forget.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get.
Good evening, South Florida. It feels like we just did this. Let's congratulate the Oilers and the Panthers for a terrific rematch of the Stanley Cup Final. The Conn Smythe Trophy goes to the most valuable player in the playoffs. It's only fitting that this year it goes to the leading goal scorer, Sam Bennett.
Sam Bennett takes home the Conn Smythe. The Panthers take home back-to-back Stanley Cups. Good morning, South Florida. It is a championship morning as the Panthers get it done in Game 6. No Game 7 back in Edmonton on Friday night. So your Friday night is cleared to celebrate as this is the ninth championship in the Big Four leagues that we have had here in South Florida. How about that? Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day with you here on this celebration Wednesday here on QAM. So you've had nine, Omar. You had three from the Heat. Mm-hmm. You had two from the Dolphins, yes. Two from the Marlins, yes. And now two from the Panthers. So there you go. Those are your
nine
championships.
I've only not been alive for the two from the Dolphins.
And we're talking about a long history of sports down here. So that's why
50-something years.
That's why these are pretty sweet because they just don't come around all that often, as you can see. So this and also as everyone's pointing out here this morning, this puts this team up there with the dominance of the Dolphins in the 70s, with the Heat in the 2010s. And now you have the Panthers here in 24, 25. So
a South Florida dynasty.
It has been a dominant deal here. The Panthers, by the way, are on the same road that the Big Three Heat went on. Lost the first one, win the next two, and we'll see what year four brings. Year four, obviously, for the Heat was the loss in the final. LeBron left, all that, whatever. We'll see what this brings for the Panthers here. They're 10-1 if your future's better. I cashed a nice little futures bet last night at +700. I got in a little late to the party, but if you're a Panthers fan, you want to get in this morning on your Hard Rock app, they're going off at +1,000, kind of a nice little value there. I don't know how Edmonton every year seems to be the favorite. Why is Edmonton +650? Why are they the favorites? Someone explain that to me. The best player in hockey vanished in that series. No Conn Smythe for him this year. When is the parade, text draft? Sunday. Parade is going to be Sunday in Fort Lauderdale, and they're saying the weather is looking better.
Start looking
than
for
it
your
did
parking
last
now.
Year. Yeah, it's, let's see here. Elbow Room is already packed. Did you see the pics? Send us some stuff, guys. If you're at the Elbow Room, call us if you want. We are taking calls this morning, 305-567-0560. Danny, should we jump back into these calls?
Yeah, we got Evan in Tampa.
Evan,
how are you, sir?
Yeah, let's go, Panthers! Let me tell you, I've been in Tampa since 2002, but I'm born and raised out of Miami, Florida, and I'm a diehard South Florida fan. And I'm telling you, the way I've seen these Lightning the past couple of years, where they celebrate, I'm telling you right now, I am coming down this weekend. I'm going to show up, and I'm going to show out, and so, because you can't take this for granted. We're going to show up, And we're going to do it again next year. We're going to three-peat just like MJ's Bulls, baby.
Evan, you must have a bunch of buddies up there in Tampa that are Lightning fans, because I went to school in Tampa, so a lot of my buddies are Lightning fans, and this is making them sick. Are you with me on that one? Are you getting that from those guys?
Yeah, I want to. So I work for Advent Health. I'm in my medical office, a bariatric office, and one of my doctors, what he did, like, I believe, I want to say after the first loss, I came in the office and he had a whole bunch of Canadian copies of Canadian flags all over my desk. So trust me, I'm driving to work right now, and trust me, I'm getting a whole bunch of Florida Panthers logos, and it's going to be all over his office. That's trust beautiful. Me on that. But that's, hey, we're going to celebrate.
Yeah. Listen, it's not you a could day be petty, for the Dolphins Evan. To heat.
Listen, it's not a day for the Dolphins to heat tomorrow. I love my teams, but today it's all about the Panthers, so we got to show up and show out. I am coming this weekend to celebrate our Panthers.
Beautiful. We'll see you down here. Thank you for the call, Evan. Safe travels from Tampa. I will tell you, a bunch of my buddies are big. Like I said, everyone from Tampa, not everyone, but if you're a sports fan in Tampa, the Lightning have this, like, you know, crazy following, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are crushed this morning. I don't know if they're more crushed by this or the Heat thing. In 2010, they were really crushed by the Heat run. That bothered everyone in the country. But this one seems to sting them a special way because, again, the Panthers, it's like you're used to them just being irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Used to them just kind of just being there. Like,
don't forget, the last 2 years, we eliminated the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round. This year, 4-1.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Yes, we did.
Put them down.
We got another couple more callers here. Dan, who's this?
Jimmy in Miami. Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, brother. What's going on?
Well, you know, what an exciting morning. I got into my car, and the first song that popped up on the radio was We Are the Champions by Queen. No coincidence, it just popped up. Anyway, I just wanted to describe, you know, my feelings about the Panthers. I've been a Panther fan since their inception. And, you know, there's one word that really describes how it's been put together. It's called professionalism. It starts from the top. And, you know, you look at what they did when they re-signed Barkov. There was a commitment that was made. And now, you know, they've added pieces. They brought in people that know how to run the organization. And these are professionals. And when you talk about the players, they're all professional. They have a common goal. They know how to play the game. They do what's asked of them. And, you know, we have the rest of the league isn't even close to the level of how this organization is run or yet how they play. And it's just an exciting thing to watch. Let's enjoy the run, see how long we can get out of it, and hats off to them, and let's party. Let's celebrate.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the call. This is going to be a big party weekend here in South Florida, no doubt. Dan, I think we're up against it here, right? Do we have to go to a break? All right. If you are on hold, we will get to you. You have our word this morning.
The
Hollywood word. We'll see what that's worth here this morning. I promise if you are on hold, we will definitely get you in here this morning. We got plenty of time to go here on the show. We're just getting started with our Panther celebration.
The victory lap.
Man, if you would have told me this, let's say when I was in high school, and like I told you, they were like literally giving away tickets at the door.
BOGO.
That this team was going to win back-to-back Stanley Cups. I just wouldn't have believed you, man. But this is pretty sweet.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tweet.
I mean, I owe him so much. Him and the Violas for getting me here. This is this changed my life, and he just always seems to find the right guys. And I'm just lucky.
Matthew Tkachuk, after the Panthers take back-to-back Stanley Cups. Welcome back in here on WQAM. It is a celebration on this Wednesday morning. Hollywood Omar Kelly's here. Dan Day with us. Dan, man, these don't come around very often. And we're starting to get used to this feeling here.
I know, man.
2 years in a row now. Let's bang out a few more phone calls here before we hit the 8 o'clock hour. Dave Hyde's going to stop by in the middle of the 8 o'clock hour. He covered the game last night for the Sun Sentinel. Who do we got next here, Dan? Let's go with the callers.
We've been waiting for this. Jamie is boots on the ground at the elbow room. Jamie.
How we doing, guys?
Good, Jamie. What's up?
This place is slammed already. There's every news outlet here with TVs. There's police all over.
You sound a little slammed, Jamie.
Yeah, you know, it was a long night.
Paint the picture for me. What's going on there? Like, what are the ladies looking like?
They're out. They're out and about. The crew is more anxious. Everybody's downstairs looking upstairs waiting to see who's going to pop out.
Nice. Hopefully they'll dump some beer on you guys with the cup like they did last year.
I hope so. I haven't heard of anybody being here yet, but we're hoping soon.
Sounds good, man. Keep in touch with us. Call us back if anything develops out there, right?
Absolutely.
So the expectation is that the Panthers players are there, or that they're going to be
that
there?
That they're going to be there, I believe. That
okay.
They're going to be. But we have reporters in the area, so now we're all set here. Let's keep it rolling here, Dan. Who do we got next?
Bert in Miami. Bert, it's all you.
Hey, Bert.
Yay, what's up, guys? Congratulations to the Panthers again. It's like like you said, we're doing this like on a routine basis.
Yeah, really starting to feel that way, huh?
Yeah, it's great, especially when you don't sleep. You should have seen, I'll send you guys videos. Last night, 40th and 82nd, that's where I live, by Tropical Park, mm-hmm. La Carreta. Was slammed. I couldn't get home. Nice. I'm not, which I don't mind. I was there like 1 in the morning. If you guys don't drink Kalana, today's the best day to drink it. I'm telling you. Oh, and by the way, Hollywood, what you said about the Hard Rock, that Edmonton is favorite, let them, I'm happy when the Panthers are not favorite, because I always put money on them. When they're not favored, they make me more money anyway. So, you know, I'm glad next year I'm going to put them again to be champion. I'll put $100 for them to be champions, you know?
It's a good investment.
This team is incredible.
Actually, I shouldn't say that because then you can come back and sue me, but...
No, but this team is incredible. This team is deep, you know? Edmonton is not deep. I'm sorry to say that.
They're not.
I've seen every single game. They're not.
Yeah, the Panthers' fourth line outplayed Edmonton's second line, essentially, right? Like, the Panthers are a deep team. Thank you for the call, Bert. Really appreciate it. They are such a deep team. I mean, everyone on that fourth line just continued to step up, and that's why, again, like, I asked this morning who the Panthers' best player is, and I think it's pretty amazing that you can't really answer that question, right? And, you know, the default answer would be Barkov, right? And he's, by the way, you talk about a guy who's been here through the good and the bad. Barkov is in that group, right? And you put him, Sam Reinhart, Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand was, you talk about great pickups. You don't win that series. You don't make it through the playoffs without that guy, which is why, again, it's really amazing. You add someone to your team late like that, and you hope that it's the piece that puts you over the top. And it doesn't always work out that way. It very rarely works out that way. I mean, we see teams in every sport do it, right? We see it in the NBA all the time, right at the deadline, right? In the NFL at the deadline, the team will make a move. And they say, well, we're this guy away. This is what makes us a contender. This is what's going to get us the championship. And it seems like it never works. It worked this time with the Panthers, and Brad Marchand ended up being essentially the difference maker.
Do you think that they would have gotten to this exact destination if they hadn't made the trade?
No, I don't. I don't know that they win this. I don't think they win the Stanley Cup without him.
Why?
Look at what he did in the final. I mean, the final alone, they don't win that. I don't think they win that series. Now, look, obviously, I don't know, right? I'm just kind of playing the result, but he could have won the Conn Smythe last night. And if he would have won it, I don't think anyone would have been upset. He certainly could have won that thing. All right, we got to take a break here. If you are on hold, I promise we will get to you when we tee off here in the 8 o'clock hour. Man, what a day this is. We are celebrating a Panthers Stanley Cup for the second straight year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.